Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2201, How to Stay on Track During Summer Barbecue Season by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own host and narrator. Hey there, and welcome back to the show that's all about improving your health. I simply read some of the world's best blogs on diet, nutrition, exercise, and a lot more, and provide some of my commentary at the end. Oh, and before I forget, wishing those of us in the U.S. a very happy Independence Day. And with that, let's get right into today's article as we optimize your life. How to Stay on Track During Summer Barbecue Season by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. Holidays can sometimes feel a little stressful when we're trying to follow a new healthy lifestyle. Maybe you've been on the right track and you're worried a backyard barbecue might throw off your progress or momentum. You might get snide remarks from a distant cousin when you turn down his macaroni salad, or you might hurt grandma's feelings if you don't have at least 2 servings of her marshmallow delight. The most important part of a healthy lifestyle is the life part. That means parties, celebrations, family get-togethers, and backyard barbecues. These things aren't going away, so the sooner we learn to incorporate our health goals into our lives, rather than try to change our whole lives to be healthy, the better off and saner we will be. Any diet or exercise plan that you follow has to work in the real world. If you can only follow your plan when you're at home alone and there's no stress, you're not going to be able to maintain it for very long. We need flexibility in order for our plan to be sustainable over the long term. How to stay on track during the summer barbecue season. 1. Relax. First, relax. No matter what happens, you can't do too much damage in one afternoon. Be mindful. Do the best you can. Don't stress about food. Enjoy time with loved ones. Soak up the sun and be grateful for the abundance of food available. Not everyone is so fortunate after all. If you're mindful of your choices, even if they're not the most ideal choices, you're already moving in the right direction. 2. Bring a healthy dish. I like to bring a healthy dish to a party so that I know there will be at least one healthy option to eat. You could season some chicken breast for the grill or prepare a fruit salad. Meat and veggie kebabs are usually a hit at barbecues. Berries, Greek yogurt, and bananas make a fun red, white, and blue snack. 3. Prioritize protein. I always prioritize and fill up on protein first. Are they serving burgers and hot dogs? Then I would choose a burger and maybe skip the bun. It's not about being perfect, just making mindful choices from what's available to you. Grass-fed beef and organic kale aren't going to be on the menu at Uncle Sal's barbecue. What's the next best thing then? 4. Choose 1 or 2 treats to indulge in. Living a well-rounded life full of meaningful connections with friends and family is a big part of living a healthy lifestyle, It's not all about what you eat and how much exercise you do. If you skip the party because you don't trust yourself around chips and salsa, then that's not healthy either. It's all about balance. Usually, I'll arrive at a party, look at the options, and choose a few foods to indulge in. Maybe I'll eat my burger on a white bun or have a beer. I choose the food options that I will enjoy the most. Even if you don't like pretzels that much, don't just eat them because they're there. Maybe you'll save your indulgence for the dessert. What are you going to enjoy the most? Choose that. I pay attention to portion sizes and eat slowly to ensure I am savoring and enjoying every bite. I want to enjoy myself without going overboard. If I mess up, well, we are human. We all mess up. I forgive myself and move on. You only live once. Do the best you can. No one is perfect. 5. Drink lots of water. The great thing about outdoor parties is there's usually lots of water available. So stay hydrated, drink lots of water, and stick to non-calorie drinks to avoid empty calories. And 6, move on. When the party is over, go back to your normal habits as soon as possible. Don't wait until tomorrow or next Monday or the first of the month. Parties are a part of life, and they can have almost no impact on your health and fitness goals if they are occasional indulgences and not a catalyst for a full-on cheat week. You don't have to pay penance for your food sins. Just wipe the slate clean and start over. You don't have to exercise extra hard or long the next day. You don't have to drastically cut calories afterwards. Just get back to what's normal as soon as possible. You just listened to the post titled, How to Stay on Track During Summer Barbecue Season by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved when Leah said that no matter what happens, you can't do too much damage in one afternoon. It's true. I've had patients disagree with that statement and tell me, "You're wrong, Dr. Neil. I will weigh myself before the party and then after, and I can clearly see that I have gained 5 pounds." I then go on to explain how this weight gain is temporary and is caused by a number of other factors, not just food in the stomach. But beyond that, if we think about how long it takes for us to put on any lasting weight, we would all agree that it doesn't happen overnight. We would say it takes weeks, months, even years, right? So how come all of that sound reason disappears when things didn't go as well as we'd hoped at one party? So let's not forget that just like weight loss, weight gain takes time. And as Leah said in today's article, if things didn't go as planned, move on and get back to your usual routine starting now. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And for those of us in the US, a very happy and safe Independence Day. Oh, and be sure to tune in again tomorrow where I'll have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.